listener production.
Two colourful, loopy, fruity rings of deliciousness on the nutritional ladder of healthy living. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Hello, hello. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Matt and Alex are with you. We have both been a little bit of the fumble fingers recently, Alex Dyson. In today's show, we're going to talk about some epic spills that we've both been, what am I saying, responsible for?
Yeah, let's just say I know what BP felt like when they spilt millions of litres of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Let's just say, got a bit of empathy for those guys.
Also, I thought I saw a crime, witnessed a crime happening, taking place outside a sushi restaurant recently. But, we'll dive into what actually happened there. But it is going to be a very fun Tuesday. I hope you are going well.
The great sushi train robbery.
Yeah, we'll dive into that soon. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Alex Dyson, have you been across the Kylie Jenner, Timothy Chalamet rumours?
No, I haven't. They didn't. David Spears didn't talk about that on Insiders on Sunday morning. A blatant oversight, might I add.
Bron, are you across it?
Definitely, I'm across it.
Yeah. So let's chat.
Right, you're educating me now. Is that what's going on?
This is just the tea. This is what's going on. Okay, so Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, apparently there were rumors going around that she was pregnant with her third child. They have since been shut down by multiple sources, according to Elle magazine. The sources all stated Kylie is not pregnant.
Okay, so there's no news.
The news is that there's no news. Okay. Now I was quite surprised.
This is a real self-sustaining orgasm. It's a self-sourcing pudding. This whole family, isn't it? No news. Everyone talks about it. So now you got when there is news, it makes it's unbelievable. How do we get that happening?
People are suggesting that Timothy is behind, and I had never heard of this, but is behind Kylie's recent make-under. Have you ever heard of a make-under?
Yes. I'm not sure if he's behind it. I've heard rumours that they're not together anymore.
Well, that's the thing. Apparently, the sources that also said she's not pregnant have been saying that they've...
Alex is physically recoiling at this conversation.
I'm just waiting for where it's going.
It's not going anywhere. This is the news, Tyson. I don't know whether you know this. This is the news. This is what people report on. Are you not? I don't know if you know this. Kylie Jenner has 400 million followers. She's one of the most followed people in the world. People care whether she could be or not almost pregnant.
There's an article.
So she's had two kids with prior to Timothy Chalamet.
Is it Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, but okay, not with him anymore.
No. But now she's with Timothy. But then he's been filming in Manhattan. And there has also been rumors. So at the same time that there was pregnancy rumors, there's also rumors that they're not together anymore. Does that check out, Bron?
Because didn't they go to Coachella together, but like they both were there, but they weren't seen together?
Hello.
That's what's happening.
I've come to talk to you again.
Look into my brain as it's happening, just slowly zooming in.
What is it about this sort of news that you don't like?
Well, there's a lot of problems with the world, and we're never going to solve them without a big, global collective effort to try and, correct our course in various ways. And I guess I'm like a dad taking kids on a road trip or something. If you stop at every petrol station and every site and every these sort of things, we'll never get there, Like, sure, there's a nice little turn off here, but I'm trying to go along the bypass of this highway of life. I don't want to stop in bloody Euroa and Benalla and Wangaratta and the dog on the tucker box on the road to Gundagai. Like, we can't stop it at all and smell the flowers. We're on a time frame here, okay?
Time crunch.
To get to utopia. And we're just sitting, we're just bloody walking in circles around some town's botanic gardens. And it's not helping anyone.
You know, I'd never heard of a make-under. Bron, do you want to give us a little rundown of what a make-under is?
I think it's self-explanatory.
Well, I didn't know. I was like, I don't understand. But have you ever heard of a make-under, Alex Dyson?
I haven't, but I'm going to assume it's when you don't put as much effort in.
Yes. It's a whole thing. Anyways, just thought I'd, you know, chat about what I've seen in the news recently. Okay, fine, Daiso. What have you seen in the news, mate?
I have seen that there is a famine in Rafah.
That's not fun.
Around the Middle East there. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Great. Way to bring the mood down.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Well, we could talk about Christy Noem. Noem.
Okay, who's Christy Noem? Are they pregnant?
No. But they're rumoured to be a front runner, well, not one of the front runners, for the vice presidential pick for former President Donald Trump. In a bit of hot water, a bit of backlash, because it's come out that she shot her dog because it was not behaving in the way that she liked. It was about a year old at the time. Killed it.
Oh.
Crazy thing about that is, like, usually in politics, you know, there's dirt files and they find out that they've done this, right, and then put it out there so it'll cop a backlash and it's like, that'll damage her politically. The crazy thing about this is it wasn't some person who wanted her downfall who found out that she'd killed this dog and also killed a goat because it smelled bad. Those stories came out because they're extracts from a new book she's releasing about herself. She put it in there. Like, hey, guys, you know when this happens? And everyone's like, absolutely not. That's awful. You're a horrible human being. So, yeah, there's a little story for you. There's a little political story.
Okay, so these people could be running the world. I don't know about you, but I'll take the pregnancy stories any day of the week. Than the I killed a dog story.
Yeah.
And could be vice president.
Yeah. Well, as the top comment of this article says, I'm not sure what is worse, killing your innocent dog or somehow thinking that killing your dog is a good entertaining story to include in your book.
Oh, my God.
I'm just reading this article. She said she promised more real, honest and politically incorrect stories that'll have the media gasping.
Yeah.
Why are you promising more?
So she's promising more of them.
Yeah.
So what?
She said we love animals, but tough decisions have to be made all the time.
Yeah, that's her back. That's her coming out and apologising. No, no, no. More juicy dog killing stories coming to a news outlet near you soon.
Oh, my God.
It's insanity.
Well, good luck to all of those participating in the upcoming American election. Honestly,
good
this
luck
is
to the
gonna
country.
Be yeah, good luck.
One step forward, six steps back. Matt O'Kine.
Oh, bro, don't get me started. You know, I broke another glass at home over the weekend.
That's trouble, my friend.
Bro, it was one of Belle's favorite glasses.
Oh,
so, of
yeah.
course, I'm in trouble. And she's like, it's like, you know, when they act like you've done it on purpose. I didn't mean to do it.
Hopefully it was just one from, you know, your local Swedish emporium or something.
Well, no, I mean, it was from a department, like a you know, family department store.
Okay.
But I just keep, it's like the second one of this particular glass that I've broken, like,
and then
this year.
There's a, like, uneven amount in the cupboards. There's more or less than the matching
ones. Just all I want, exactly. And now we've only got two of these cups left.
Yeah.
And she's like, if you break another one, I'm not letting you use the last one. You're not allowed to use it. No cup for you.
Get a few plastic sippy cups for Matt O'Kine, please, guys.
Exactly.
Okay, no, let's get you a few birthday now.
Just trying to get my Sunday Milo, jeez.
Well, Matt, I'll see your broken glass and I shall raise you my incident in the kitchen. I was getting the house ready because I'm going away. Old Kyron Wheatley, nay Wheatley, now Nicholson, coming to stay in the place while I'm away. You want to tidy it up for your friends. You want to make it look nice.
Yeah.
So I'm tidying up the place. I'm taking things from cupboards, putting them up in the top cupboards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm putting some stuff in the cupboard, the pepper falls out. I go to catch the pepper, elbow the bottle of red wine.
Oh,
it smashes on the tiles.
No.
Across the tiles and carpet. 700 mils. Red wine.
The whole, like, it wasn't like the last, it wasn't like the last glass.
No,
was it a full bottle?
Full bottle of red wine.
Oh, my God.
Smashes. I'm like, no. I find some napkins that were close by and I start dabbing the red wine as quickly as possible. But it is shattered in such a way, is there a, there are tiny shards throughout the spill now. So I'm going, ow, cutting my the tips of my fingers as I press down on this red wine stain. So I start bleeding out of my fingers. So now blood and red wine is what I'm dealing with on the ground. It was an absolute debacle. I was so annoyed. Dabbing it. Oh, I could not tell you how frustrated I was.
If you're ever thinking, you know what, my day has been too easy.
Oh, I've got the solution for you. Smash a bottle of red wine on your carpet. Unbelievable. I took a photo. Bron, do you want to see this photo?
Yes, please.
Have a look at this.
Oh my, it's like a crime scene.
It is. Oh, kind. Look at that.
Oh, no.
In the carpet there. Oh.
So could you get it out of the carpet? Like, did you do the salt?
I had this fabric stain remover thing. And once I got the worst of it up, it's like you do a napkin. It's 700 mils of liquid. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
I got the most of it up. I put that on. It did actually quite well. It did quite well. But then it's just, it was a wet spot for the longest time. So I'm not sure how well it's gone now, but oh my God.
Is it still red? Is there like a red stain?
Yeah, you can kind of see a little bit. It's just like, there goes a bottle of wine. Would have been nice to drink. And your bond. You know, it's like you smash both of them at the one time when you're doing that. So anyway, I wanted to feel better about myself. So I ask you, what's the worst spill you've created or encountered? Dan said, it literally just happened. I missed my train by 10 seconds. That's frustrating. And I walked out to check my Mikey and slipped in someone else's vomit.
Oh.
That's when it rains, it pours.
The public vom. Yeah, that's not good. Alyssa said, I spilt raw egg over the fridge door. Absolute carnage.
Not a great smell, no. Alyssa. Kylie, when I was 4, I knocked an entire display of sauces over at a supermarket. Oh. It was mayhem, broken glass and sauce everywhere. Oh, man, Kylie, would have felt bad.
Joel says, my wife opened too many drawers in our wine cabinet. It tipped over and about 10 bottles of red smashed all over our kitchen and living rooms. Worst Saturday night ever.
All right, Joel, you got me beat there. I had just had the one bottle. You had 10. Oh, boy.
Teresa got in touch as well, said when I worked in a supermarket, someone dropped a 4-litre bottle of laundry detergent. The lid came off. The spill went under the shelving units and spanned 3 aisles. It took forever to clean up. We couldn't use water or it would have been like a giant slip and slide. The place smelled like summer blossoms for quite a while afterwards, though, which was a nice change.
Well, good to see there were some silver linings out of that one, Therese. And James has given us a call. James, your son spilt something in the house.
Oh, did he ever?
How old are we talking? How old's the son?
3.
Ripe for a spilling. What happened?
It's a very spilly age.
I was halfway through bottling, and then it got to bottling honey because I'm a beekeeper, and then had to get the kids showered and bathed. And Matt, as you know, that's quite a drama and challenge in itself.
Oh, God, every day.
So hard every day. And then, as you know, I also probably know, it just gives them a second wind of energy. So
yeah,
my son thought it would be a great time to attempt a half marathon through the kitchen. And then on his 10th lap around the kitchen, he swung his arm across and then knocked over a big bucket of honey. So then a bucket of honey. So 4 or 5 kilos of honey just went all over the floor, which he then proceeded to try to clean up his accident. And then proceeded to spread it further and further, and then it just ended up all through the house everywhere.
So you didn't see the initial bucket knock?
No, I did, but then he, like, they're just so quick.
And he was trying to cover his tracks and ended up
just walking it through the house,
hands, yeah.
hands and feet, and then having to do the whole shower situation all over again a second time.
Oh my God!
What is the? I mean, we're all adults here. We all know this. What is the worst thing that went through your mind at that time? What was the peak of the frustration mentally?
Just not have like you just don't want to yell at them. Like,
yeah,
I know because I didn't mean to.
yeah, like you know that they didn't mean to at all, but like, yeah, and then just like the cleanup just took forever.
I bet you were finding honey for like weeks on end.
Oh, I'm still getting in trouble from the wife.
Oh boy! All right, well. Always put a lid on your honey bucket. That's what I always say, James. Thank you very much.
And
hopefully we'll chat to you again soon.
No worries. Catch you guys.
So I was at Sushi Train, Daiso.
Ooh, you were over at the station watching the trains pull in.
I was like that guy who's Francis. What's his last name? Bron, do you remember the train spotter who's always
Francis
on?
Francis Bourgeois or something like that. Yeah.
Just me.
So I'm at the station waiting for the X37 to come through.
That's me. That's me, guys. I'm so excited. I have heard that there is a gold plate, three-piece sashimi about to come around this corner.
Has anyone done that sketch yet?
Oh, my.
Has anyone done that sketch? Quickly. Grab the GoPro. Quickly! We gotta get out! Bron!
Oh my God, here it is! Oh, it's beautiful!
I love that guy.
Yeah, no, he's so good. We got to do that sketch, hey.
We really do.
That's so funny.
Yeah, damn.
Oh, well.
Is there a sushi chain near the studio here?
I'm not sure, actually.
Like, there'd have to be one right now that we could go and do it. we might have to hit stop the record.
We'll be back after we film the sketch. Hang on.
Okay. But I was at the Sushi Train and there was a lady who was like a mum with her child.
Yep.
There. And she,
you said you're distracting me. Can you please leave the restaurant?
And I, little throwback to a story that we talked about. So I, it was just like, you know, she was, we were, they were eating at the same time. There was no interaction whatsoever at all, except the lady then goes to leave. And just as I'm leaving, she leaves and then comes, sort of walks back in and goes, excuse me, has anyone seen a pram?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? And the staff are like, no. And then she was like, my pram was just outside. Like, I parked it outside and now it is gone. Rainy day, like pouring down. And she's like, it was right here. And so I'm sort of looking around for it and everything, can't find it. She goes, I'm just going to have to go to, you know, she goes, I'll ask at the movie theaters. And then she goes,
someone stole a pram.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? Who does this? So she would have been panicked. She had like a two-year-old with her, and a two-year-old doesn't last long on his feet, you know.
Grand Theft Auto.
I know. And then like it was such a rainy day, and I'm just thinking, what a crumb. Anyways, thankfully, I ended up passing her again.
Yeah.
A little bit later on, like 10 minutes later, and she had the pram with her, and I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, you know. Mm. Well, actually, I was across the road, and I said, oh, you found it. And she like looks up like, what? Like, yeah. And I'm like, I was invested at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I was messaging Belinda going, someone's taken this lady's pram. Anyway, so I yell out, yeah, you found it. And then she says, oh, yeah, thanks. I said, what happened? And she said, security took it.
It was blocking the thoroughfare or something.
No, it was not blocking anything. But I reckon they were just like, this pram. Okay, they either thought this pram's sus. Right.
Oh, you know, unattended pram.
Yeah.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah, exactly. So it was either that or they just thought someone had forgotten it or lost it or something like that.
But usually that, isn't it like you call the bomb squad straight away?
Yeah.
Why are two security guards playing around with that?
I don't know. Look, maybe they just thought that someone had left it there or lost it, or they didn't want someone to take it, so they took it.
Interesting.
You know, maybe they thought, oh, this lady's, you know, so yeah. So it was a good to see. It was a good ending. I mean, a happy ending for mum and bub. But it did make me think, when have you thought something was stolen?
Yeah, because people leave their cars and walk home and then it's like, my car's gone.
Oh,
stuff like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally, which I have done. Well, it reminded me of when I remember when we were doing breakfast radio, Daiso.
Yeah.
And you know, we would like drive to work most mornings. I'd drop you at work. You know, I'd pick you up from your house just down the road in Glebe, yep. and then we'd drive to work. And I remember one Monday morning, very shabby. You know, walk down to my garage to go get the car. It's gone. I was like, oh my God.
I remember this.
I was like, someone stole my car.
I was nicked my car.
And then I remember that we drove to work and may have gone out for one or two skewies after work. And then 3 days later, I just sort of forgot about it all.
Okay? You left your car at work for 3 days. You walked out of your house.
Now, whether this mum had a very long lunch, I don't know. It was the same situation.
There were some little Kieran beers going around on the train, were there?
No, so yeah, but it did make me think, when have you thought something was stolen?
Thank you, Sarah, for sending his little message. I thought one of my housemates had eaten my cheese. Turns out I ate it while I was drunk. Dear oh dear, Sarah.
I mean, if you didn't eat cheese... A little cheeky cheese snack, you know, standing at the open refrigerator in the middle of the night. Were you even drunk?
Yeah, it is a good point. Doesn't go into specifics as to what type of cheese. I thought, you know, a good decadent drunk snack would be, you know, a bit of blue on a cracker. But I can also see Sarah opening the fridge, unsealing the snap lock bag and just digging into the grated and just straight into the gob.
Absolutely. Patrice got in touch with us, said, I thought my headphones were stolen from work, then found them 2 months later on my lawn.
What are they doing out there, happen? Patrice?
Yeah, I don't know. What I thought you were going to say around my neck, but like on the grass is strange. Bonnie also got in touch with us, Alex Dyson.
I'm a kindy teacher, and I was convinced one of the kids lost the class's green sheep toy. Months later, I found it in my old bag. Oh, blaming the kids. Bonnie, I hope you didn't do a big speech in front of the whole kindergarten telling people how bad it is not to steal and then go, ooh.
Where is the green sheep? Yeah. Well, it's finally been answered. Miguel also got in touch and said, I thought someone stole my coffee order once, but turns out other people can also be named Miguel.
Miguel. Dear oh dear. It is one of the more unusual ones. So you're going there, someone else comes through. Like I've probably got confused with an Alex getting a flat white before, I'm pretty sure. Two in the one.
Yeah. Miguel's not common, that common though.
No.
I wonder if it was the Miguel from the living room.
The living room being the TV show about.
Yes. You know, Chef Miguel.
Could be.
All right. This is Matt and Alex. All day breakfast. Hope you had a good one today. We've had a bit of fun. We're going to be back here same time, same place tomorrow. Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.